It's that time in our program again to catch up with all the news that's not only fit to print, but talk about as well with MI Tech News and with Mike Brennan, who is the editor. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, Foster?
Doing well here on the opposite side of the state from you. I know that spring has arrived finally, and the things are blossoming. So matter of fact, you've got some mighty happy news to talk about here in terms of your headlines. And the first one that I see up there is that Michigan Tech, which is a great technical university up on Houghton Hancock area, ranks number one university nationwide for Peace Corps volunteers, among other things.
Yeah, this is one I sort of was surprised to read myself, but Michigan Tech has 32 graduate students overseas, and apparently that's enough to earn the university the top spot on the Peace Corps annual ranking. Of graduate schools, that is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're over there doing better people to go overseas than engineers, right? So.
I love it. I love hearing that, especially, I guess, coming from the growing up in the 60s and 70s, the Peace Corps was, of course, John F. Kennedy started that, and it was kind of the way of getting America's best and brightest around the world and offering their skills to other developing countries. And
he launched it from the steps of the Michigan Union Building at the U of M. That's where he made the speech.
Another article you have here says that Michigan also ranks, the state that is, in the top 10 states for growing entrepreneurial environment. That's got to be good news for people who are starting businesses.
Well, that's a real flip-flop, too, from the days of 10 years or so ago. This is MI Quest, which is the merger of the Great Lakes Entrepreneur Quest and the Small Business Association of Michigan Foundation. Together, they formed MI Quest, and this survey's been going on, gosh, I don't know, probably a decade. And I remember the bad old days of the survey where we were bouncing around in the bottom 10, but I don't want to sound like I'm doing press for the governor, but because of what he's done and you know, other changes that have taken place, the state's a lot more friendly now towards entrepreneurs. It makes it easier. There's money here. There's connections here. There's networks. Everything's going on.
Yep.
Is that a good place for entrepreneurs?
And I know that's part of what you focus on with your headlines. And in addition to that, I know there are many times that you tell folks about different opportunities that are coming up and places to get money for your business and also just to get together with other entrepreneurs as well. That's part of what you focus on. Maybe one thing before we take our break, I saw kind of a fascinating article here where you're talking about Pure Michigan and the Bassmaster teaming up to bring the Elite Series to Escanaba, up on the shores of mighty Gitche-Gumee. No, that's Lake Michigan.
Well, then you can do moonlight in Escanaba, right?
We go.
Yeah, so the Bassmaster program, I did it in Muskegon, I think it was last year, but now they're having a four-day tournament competition, whatever, up there in Escanaba. It's in September 18th through the 21st, and you're going to have 50 of the top professional anglers and their fans for 4 days in Escanaba. And does that sound like a party or what?
Oh, I tell you, it does. And what a great time to be up there. A beautiful time of year to be up there for the beginning of fall. Now, Mike Brennan, as you can hear here, we're talking about some of the headlines, and these are just a little taste of the headlines. It's available to you at mitechnews.com. How do you get hold of it? Well, how would you like this? Every Friday, these headlines and many, many more, plus podcasts and all sorts of other good things, are delivered right to your doorstep electronically. That is, they show up on your computer as a link, absolutely free. All you do to get this is simply to go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down to the page, and right under Mike's smiling face is a button you can click on there to subscribe. You just put in your information to subscribe, and boom, you're on your way. No money changes hands, and you get every week all these stories we've been talking about and many more that focus on national headlines, local headlines, state headlines, help entrepreneurs to find ways of meeting one another and also find the people who will put the money in their pockets to help their businesses thrive. Mike, let's go back to some of the things that you're talking about there. One of them I saw was fascinating is that Microsoft is going to be joining the Madison Block downtown Detroit to expand that tech community.
Yeah, that's Josh Linkner's group there, along with what's going on with Dan Gilbert's group. They're all working together on that block, and then there's a number of companies, including several from Grand Rapids, that have come over there because that's where all the talent is. And so now Microsoft has come. And what Microsoft's going to do is going to be providing technology, mentoring, and networking opportunities.
Wow.
It's actually Microsoft Ventures, so that sounds like moolah to me.
Mm.
So, and that's the lifeblood of entrepreneurship. You don't have the money, you don't get it done, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a good thing. It continues to grow. I mean, it's that whole couple of block area around there has really turned into a mecca for primarily technology-related startups.
A mini Silicon Valley on the shores of the Detroit River there. Mike, thanks so much for being with us today. Folks, these headlines and many more are available to you every week. Simply go to mitechnews.com and you can sign up there, or go to internetadvisor.net and scroll down and subscribe on our page. Mike, take care of yourself.
Thanks, Foster.